in your fellowships, make sure we're not just playing games with these kids anymore, but training them to be soldiers of the cross. Blessings to you, and again, thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so dearly that we might have freedom and offer God's blessing to the world.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Buck Keeley. We're going to be talking about the seed catalog, but before we do that, let's sort of look and see what's happening throughout the world. If you look in China, they will admit they have about 6.5% inflation. It's probably twice that. Their economy is contracting. People are not buying as many Chinese goods as they did before. Certainly, there is tremendous instability in China. There are demonstrations all over the country. And the Chinese autocrats, the ruling class, are very, very concerned about what's going to happen to the Chinese economy. In Europe, of course, you see the very real possibility that Greece or Italy will default on their bonds. If they were to default on their bonds, of course, why the major French and German banks have bought those bonds, and certainly they would be underfunded, but they have derivative contracts that are held by the American banks to the tunes of $100 trillion, and of course that now is backed by the FDIC, and there's of course not that amount of money in the world, certainly economically. There is no way that the American banking system could pay off the derivatives, the insurance policies that we've written on the European currency, so all of the economics of the world are intertwined. And basically then, of course, we're seeing the instability, the Near East and the Middle East, the so-called Arab Spring, all of the engineered revolutions that are taking place there. And then we see the very real possibility of an Israeli strike on Iran. We are seeing political theater on a level you've never seen before. Here in the United States and throughout the world, we see the Occupy movement. Thousands, probably tens of thousands of young people throughout the world demonstrating in a so-called leaderless movement. And what's the solution? More power to government to take care and control the greedy. And yet, of course, who is financing this whole thing? The very people that they're demonstrating against. Why would people of great wealth certainly finance a movement that criticizes people of great wealth? Because they want a controlled opposition, because they want to centralize more power in government so that the government then will be able to control the masses and the people of great wealth will control the government. That's what it's all about. And what can you and I do about it? Well, we can watch the unfolding of political drama and understand it is all a political drama and make preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And that's the reason I've asked Buck Keeley to be with us. One of the things you're going to have to start thinking about is how you are going to survive. Certainly there's going to be hyperinflation in America. It's not a matter of if, but when. And one thing you need to do is think about how you're going to have water and food and shelter. And one of the keys to that is to know how to grow your own food. So with that as a background, Buck Keeley, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Let's see, Buck, are you there? Buck Keeley, are you there?
I am there. Thank you for allowing me to be on your program.
Well, I said to you, Buck's been working in the garden, learning how to grow things for a long period of time. And we're going to be talking about something that you're going to need to be thinking about. You may not be able to change the course of our society, but your job is to survive. And to do that, you're going to have to, I really believe, know how to begin taking care of your own food supply. So, Buck Keeley, you go right ahead with the story.
Well, that's a good introduction you gave, and what you really showcased is that the more the government...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
About gardening, things you ought to start thinking about now. This is the time of year, of course, when you're preparing your soil for the spring planting. And most people, if they're not even thinking about planting, are not going to be doing that. But basically, it all starts with good soil. And if you have good soil and good seeds and water, you can actually grow your foods. So basically, this is the time you prepare the soil for the spring. And as in the, depending upon the frost zone you're in, why, of course, you can start planting February, March, April, somewhere in there. And but basically, how do we prepare the compost? How do we prepare the soil? Can we use the soil we used last year? Can we use the soil we used last year and simply add compost and manure to it? What about fertilizer? How do we go about preparing the soil for the coming year?
Well, you fertilize your plant, and you augment your soil. Fertilization of your plants is not necessary to garden, but it produces a better fruit and a better vegetable. But if you have soil that's been properly prepared with composting and augmentation of its basic nutrients, you don't really have to fertilize. Your plants will grow and they'll grow healthy, but you fertilize your plants to assist them to get better and more fruit off of them. So this time of the year, you don't put fertilizer in the ground because you're augmenting your soil. And like I said, composting your organic materials, leaves off of your trees, that cardboard and paper and vegetable and food waste, everything besides meat products out of your house, and cow manure, all those things added into your soil and tilled into your soil early spring after you've composted through the winter. And so that's the main thing, is just keeping your organic material up. And once again, on composting, just as simple as a corner in your garden, it's as complex as heat composting. But for the average backyard gardener, an organic corner in your garden for vegetation to be composted is sufficient, and you just put your organic material on there. Grass clippings, once again, a good ratio for your composting is 90% brown, 10% green. That's for your carbon and your nitrogen. And keep it damp and turn it once or twice a month, and you will turn leaves and other vegetation matter into good soil. So that's
You mentioned cardboard. What about if there's printing on the cardboard? What about shredded newspapers? What about the print on that? Is that going to be healthy for the food, or isn't there toxins within that, the ink that in the coloring or the printing?
There's very little ink that's actually in the material, and what is there is easily consumed when it's composted by microorganisms. And there are some people express interest in concern over that, but from everything that I've found in my research and study on it, that there's not an issue with having print on newsprint or on cardboard. I would not put in magazines that are full color. Once again, you're dealing with a whole other animal there, where you have glossy paper that's been chemically treated. Basically, what newsprint is and cardboard is pulp from trees. It's been harvested, it's been pulverized, it's been baked, and it's basically a tree that's been pre-digested and then reformed. So it's a safe method of doing it. And like I said, as far as the inks, that there is no harmful chemicals in newsprint ink or in the print that goes on cardboard. And what's there, the microorganisms, as it's composted, will take care of that. Whatever it's there, it's going to be consumed, eaten, and put back out. So I don't have any issue at all with using that. Don't worry about it.
All right, fine. That's not something most people would think about. Now, if we were going to use cardboard, would we want to shred it? Would we want to cut it into small pieces? How would we actually add that to our compost pile? And what component of our compost pile could be either shredded newspapers and or cardboard?
There's a variety of ways to composting. One of the ways I compost, particularly late fall when I'm preparing my garden for winter, is called layered or lasagna composting. And what I do is I put down a layer of cardboard, an inch or so thick, whatever I have that's available to me on my garden, and then I cover it with chipped wood or with compost combination, wet it down, and then let winter take effect with the wet winters we have here in southern Oregon. And the next spring, I just come in and till it into the garden. It's already pulverized when you till it, and it goes right into the garden, makes wonderful augmentation to the soil. If you're going to put it in your compost pile, it'd be best to shred it or cut it in pieces so that it advances the composting on it, where it's not such a slow process. Newspapers, same thing, that shred them or tear them. Newspapers will compost much faster than cardboard, obviously, because the thickness of the paper versus the thickness of the cardboard. And as much as that you want to put in your compost pile is good. Once again, it's organic material. What your cardboard and newspaper is just pulpwood that's going to digest back down into the soil as an organic material. So it's very similar to putting wood chips on your garden.
And basically, of course, then of course you can actually put manure into that. Does the manure help it to degenerate better, to rot more efficiently?
Well, what manure is pre-composted compost. One of God's best composting machines is the animals that eat the vegetation matter, and cows eat lots of grass and hay and other organic material, vegetation material. And as it goes through the stomachs of a cow and comes out, it's the baby food of soil. And you would want to put that fresh on your garden for obvious reasons that it's going to be a higher content of the chemicals, the nutrients. And so if it's dried, you can put it direct on your garden. If not, put it on your compost pile. And once again, as much as that as you want to put in your compost, you're fine. And if you're using fresh manure, it'll assist you in composting because it has the moisture in it to keep the moisture content up in your compost pile so that there's an effect for the biological turn for it.
Well, now, are we better off to have a compost pile that's covered over with some sort of a plastic covering, or just have it just sitting out there in the open?
Well, covered composting is good. What happens when you cover your compost is that it forces the heat to stay in the pile, and thereby it more rapidly digests the material, the organic materials in it. So with a covered compost that's properly maintained, you'll compost probably 3 to 4 times faster than open composting. So if you have a large garden and you need a lot of compost in a short amount of time or in a small amount of space, if you'll cover your compost and keep it damp, you don't want it wet where it wrings out water, but when you put your hand there and clump it together, it holds together, is about what you want. And you throw a tarp over that and weight it down, and about twice a week you pull that tarp off and you flip it, pull the center to the top, and that will advance it, and you'll compost much more rapidly. But left to its own, simple composting, unless you're pressed for time where you need a lot of volume of compost, simple composting, open-air composting, is the easiest way and produces the same product only on a slower basis.
Well, now, can I use the dirt that we used last year and simply put that in the compost pile and have all these other things and then utilize partly the soil we used last year along with the new compost we're producing?
Absolutely. You could either compost and then introduce that material to your soil, or you could throw that soil into your compost and it would and incorporate it as you turn it. The downside of that would be the more volume that you're putting there, the more that it takes to work the compost. So you're moving that dirt as you turn your compost. So I would keep the soil separate from the compost, and then I'd combine the two together when I was ready to re-garden those containers.
And what, to put in half compost, half soil, or what?
Yeah, a 50-50 mix of soil is good. We've talked about this before. If you've got a clay soil, like we have where I live, you'll want to introduce some sandy loam into that clay soil and then your compost as well. But for your material you're using in container growing, 50% compost with 50% soil would be an ideal mix.
Well, now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call, because Buck certainly has been doing this for a long period of time, and I've learned a lot from him, and we've had a very interesting time this year. First time we've really had a large container garden in. We've got maybe 15, 20 Sydney container boxes, and we've got some very interesting things off of it. What about squash? I mean, I've noticed that some of the squash is hollow in the middle with seeds. I know that some of the squash is solid in the middle, and I sort of like that. How do we know what sort of squash we're going to be getting? And what's the difference in that? It's just as solid as can be. Others said a big hole in the middle filled with seeds. So which is which and what should we ask for?
Well, there's two basic types of squash. There's a summer squash and then a winter squash. Your winter squashers will be the ones that's very hard-fleshed and have a hollow center with seeds, similar to that of a gourd or of a melon. And they are long storage melons, and they do well in a root cellar. Your summer squash are going to be soft, tender, and have a seed body in them that's not hollow. And so you would plant your summer squash in the early spring and eat those through the early spring, and then you'd plant your summer squash in late spring, and they'll come off in late fall. And that's the difference between the two. That your summer squash most generally is used fresh, fried, and in salads, and your winter squash.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-Liberty. Well, right now, of course, we have Leslie calling us, and she's calling from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden.
all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
He sells various and sundry things that you would want to have for growing. Buck, why don't you get your website out, your telephone number, and then, of course, if you have a question for Buck, you'd like to ask 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. How can people get in touch with you, Buck, or get in touch with your website?
Our telephone number is toll-free, 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132. And you'll find us on the web at seedcatalog.com, all one word, seedcatalog.com.
That's not the seed catalog, it's just plain seedcatalog.com.
Yeah, just like if you was in your house and grabbed a magazine, that off your table would be a seed catalog.
And basically, of course, the thing is that people have to start thinking about preparing the soil. Now, of course, we prepare the soil for the next couple of months, and then depending upon when the first frost, the frost season ends, well, then you can start planting. And basically, of course, when could we start planting? As you know, I live in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. When would we be safe to start planting next year?
For your root crops like potatoes, turnips, radishes, those kind of things, you'd be good to put them in probably in late February. You'll start to be getting enough sunlight that they would do well. You'll be past your frost zone. And what will happen when you put those seeds in the ground, unless you get an abnormally wet springtime, when you put those seeds in the ground, when the soil temperature gets to the right temperature and the soil moisture is the right content, those seeds will sprout and come out of the ground. And so they're self-timed. And you can put things like towards the 1st of March, you can put in your lettuce and your mustards and your collard greens and those kind of things. And then after that, moving more into your beans, early peas, and squash and those kind of things, kind of the sequence of events of planting. But the earliest ones are your root crops, obviously, because you're being in the ground longer and they're more hardy to the cold. And then greens, because they're more hardy to the cold. And then your peas and beans come after that. And that's kind of the process.
All right, fine. Now, basically, as far as we have, of course, a lot of listeners to our program are up in the southern part of Washington. A lot of others, certainly in Michigan, the upstate New York, for this part of our program. So basically, of course, this would be in a far different frost zone. What point in time would they begin thinking about doing their planting?
Well, the growing zone is kind of the key to getting a rule of thumb that in the Washington area, in the Tri-Cities area, they're probably a 5A zone. In Michigan, they're probably a 4B zone, maybe somewhere in there. But the first thing you want to do if you're going to garden is learn what zone you're in. You can do that on our website if you'll go to seedcatalog.com and go to the categories, click on any category, and there will be links that will take you to a growing zone chart that will show you what zone you're in and then give you the planting tips on that particular variety of seed. How long before or after the frost date that you can plant, as well as network with your neighbors. People who are currently gardening will be a wealth of information to you, that there's no sense in reinventing the wheel. If you can ask somebody down the street, somebody you go to church with, somebody that you're in some kind of group with, if they garden, what are you planting and when, and they'll be your mentor. The one thing about gardeners that I found, most gardeners love to teach gardening. And they're very friendly, and they're very open with the abilities that they have. So use those skills that other people have and network with them and learn in your area what grows well. That one of the things about the growing zones is it's not cut and dry. There's the zone that we live in is in a 5B zone. That's the same zone that's in northern Georgia. It's the same zone that is in northern North Carolina is because there's a zone of weather that snakes down the coast because of the coastal influence. So you may be able to put out things earlier, even though that you may think you're in a colder growing zone, you may be able to get out earlier. So talk to your neighbors and your other farmers in your area and find out.
Well, the other thing is, of course, if they go to your website will tell them pretty well what the various zones are, won't they?
It'll tell them exactly what zone they're in and give them the suggested frost date and when you should put out the plant.
And, of course, the frost date determines you don't want to simply put your things, have them come up, and then get killed off with the frost. So find out about the material, the information's there, and you might as well use the information that people have gleaned. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're simply saying that if you don't know when you should start getting those seeds in the ground, don't have a greenhouse, something like that, why you want to go to his website, that's seedcatalog.com. Seedcatalog.com, the charts there that will tell you certainly when you should begin planting in your area because they can pretty well anticipate when, of course, the frost will be gone and certainly when you'll be safe in getting the food that you're planting or whatever you're planting in the ground. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So what are the first things you should start putting in the ground next spring? And sitting here where I am, it'll probably be the end of February. Now, should we start planting indoors? Should we go ahead and put our flats outside?
Well, your long-term plants, such as tomatoes or peppers, which both are tropical by nature, they're indigenous to the warm climate. You need to start those in your house, in your packs. They need to be 4 to 6 weeks before your last frost date, started and kept in a well-lit area. If you don't have a good sunlight coming in, with strong enough to keep those plants from stretching, then you need to put them underneath a shop fluorescent light. Keep the light close to them so they're not stretching to the light. You want your tomatoes to have a thick stalk, be healthy green color. You don't want them tall and skinny. So that you do that by the amount of sunlight that they receive or the amount of direct incandescent or fluorescent light they receive. And if you're providing a light source, make sure that you use a cool light and keep it close to the plant.
Now, I noticed that one of the things they talk about is actually when you're going to take the plants and they're going to put them in the ground, you're supposed to actually take off some of the lower leaves and then plant them much deeper so that the more of the stem is actually below the soil level. What's that all about?
Well, when you get ready to transplant your tomatoes or your peppers, you want to take them outside and harden them for a week or so, where you would take them out during the day and bring them back for the colder so the temperatures come so they're accustomed to coming out of the artificial heat and light they're in. And the tomatoes, what you want to do is you want to pull back the bottom leaves to within about 4 inches of the top and lay that plant down in a trench or dig a deep hole and put the dirt up around it. And what that will do is it'll encourage more root growth on the plant. The fruit that the plant bears, the vegetables that you grow, is determined by two things, the nutrients in the soil and the strength of the root system. So the more roots that you have on a tomato plant, the stronger that plant's going to be and the more fruit it's going to produce. And that will give you a great assistance in growing a healthy plant. Your pepper plants, you don't want to take that same technique. What you want to do for the pepper plant is if you have any leaves that are not healthy, pull them off and plant those plants about 3 to 4 inches deep. And if you need to, pinch the top out of them. If your plant is tall, pinch the top out of them, and that'll force the plant to strengthen the lower leaves and the stalk before it continues to grow upwards. And that will give you a better pepper plant. But the planting of your plants are important, but basically the plants, the seed, will drop off of the fruit, lay on top of the ground, and produce its own self afterwards. What you're doing is you're helping it produce a better plant.
Well, now, basically, certainly as we're beginning to, when I put the tomatoes or the peppers in the ground, should I put some fertilizer in with them? Certainly, I know that there are all sorts of preparations, for tomato plants, and should we actually put that in the ground at the same time we plant the tomato plant?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to use manure, fresh manure, when you do that. What you want to use is fertilizer. The fertilizer we sell is a natural organic fertilizer that has a base of 5 or 6 different ingredients that it'll have in it, bone meal and seed meal and calcium and lime and base volcanic material that gives it its micronutrients. And what I do when I plant my tomatoes and my peppers, after I plant them around each one of them, I put a small handful of fertilizer on top of the ground. And then I water it, and it forces those materials down into the roots. I do that same thing with the pepper plants. And then when I'm doing row cropping, if I'm planting like corn seed, I'll take and put a handful of fertilizer down the row, about a half pound for every 10 to 12 foot. And then I work that into the soil a couple of inches. Then I plant my corn or my peas. And what that'll do is it'll give it the nutrients to give it a jump start as it comes up out of the ground. And then I fertilize after the plants are about ready to bear fruit. I give it another dose of fertilizer to assist it in producing the fruit. And then in the middle of the production, I do it again. So it's the fertilizer you add as the plants are growing to a system. But if you start with a good soil, you're not going to be dependent on the fertilizer. You're going to use the fertilizer to advance or to accelerate your plant.
All right, fine. And then, Chris, we got the tomatoes in. We got the peppers. When do we start planting the other thing, the carrots, perhaps, the squashes, the other cabbages, the lettuce, things like that?
Those are all early spring crops. Once again, your root crops are a couple of weeks before frost. You can put in your carrots and your turnips and your beets and potatoes and things like that. And earlier than that for some, the potatoes could come in even earlier than that. Then you plant your greens, your mustard greens and your lettuce and those kind of things. And then you plant your things like cauliflower and cabbage and broccoli. Those will come right after the first frost. You can plant the seeds on those. Cucumbers, melons, all of those right after the first frost date, you can start putting in all your other plants. Along with your tomatoes, once you get beyond your first frost date, you can start putting all your other plants, squashes and all of that.
All right. What sort of melons? Now you're talking about what, watermelons, cantaloupe, things like that?
Yes, that watermelons and cantaloupes will come off in late summer. They have a long growing production date, somewhere between 60 and 85 days, depending on the melon. So you put those out as soon as you're beyond the first frost date and somewhere at the end of July, for most regions, you're going to start harvesting melons.
What about my summer squash? When do they go in?
They go in right after first frost.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question for Buck, would you like to know more? Certainly, there's so much to know as far as the fertilizer. Are there different types of fertilizers? So the advantage, you mentioned yours has bone meal in it and calcium. Are there other types of fertilizers or some specifically just for tomatoes?
Well, yes and no. Basically, you gear your fertilizer around what you're growing. It's all basically the same thing. There's a slight difference that you run into on the nutrient needs of certain plants. For an example, your onions and garlic and corn are higher nitrogen consumers, but that's more of a soil augmentation where that you will look at your soil. If you're low in nitrogen, once you get it tested, you add that nitrogen direct into the soil, or if you're low in lime, that's more of a soil augmentation. The plant you can't feed the plants enough through fertilizer to make up for deficiencies in the soil. But there are some things that does better. For an example, tomatoes loves fish meal. That fish meal is a great supplement for the plant. But it's very expensive, and so you have to balance out what you're going to receive out of the fish meal versus bone meal. But there's, if you use a good, well-balanced fertilizer on all of your crops, you'll do well.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Barbara calling here, and I assume this is Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment? Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Buck, you keep talking about cow manure.
Yes, ma'am.
What about aged horse manure?
The difference between the horse manure and the cow manure is the digestive system of the animal.
Mm-hmm.
The cow digestive system will eradicate any living seed. Once the cow expels the food that it's eaten, the seed won't grow out of that. Horse manure, the way the animal digests it, it's going to sometimes leave whole seed. And so if I use horse manure, I compost it before I put it in my garden so that the temperature will kill the seed. A good compost pile will bring up the temperature of the core for about 140 to 160 degrees on average, and that will kill the raw seed in there so that you're not planting oat seed or wheat seed or any other weed seeds that horse has eaten into your garden where you're going to be spending a lot of time weeding.
Okay.
So horse manure is a good source for compost, but make sure you get it in the compost pile and you get the temperature up so that you're not fighting weeds.
Okay. And what if you have one of these, rather than just a regular compost pile, do you have one of these, the newer ones that you can you know, that they're like a rotating a composter. What about putting it in something like that, and what would it would be the best way to put, what would be the best things to put into that, and then how often to turn it?
Right. The rotating compost pile just makes it easier to compost. And put your horse manure in there and your other vegetation matter, your leaves, newspaper, cardboard, your food scraps. Keep it damp and turn it once or twice a week, and that will provide for you. Basically, it's called container composting.
Right.
And it will provide for you a compost that will get up to the temperatures necessary to kill those weeds out. So just put in all of your kitchen waste and herbicides for meat products.
Meat products as well?
No, everything besides meat products.
Oh, okay.
That'll bring some unlikable things into your soil.
Right.
You don't want to use any animal manure that consumes anything but vegetables. So in other words, don't put your pet waste in there. Those kind of things.
Okay. Now, would you put that in? Would you put that out in like the sunlight where it gets the most heat?
Yeah, they just put it out in your yard someplace where it catches the heat.
Uh-huh.
And what you're going to notice when you start to do this, even in the winter, it's going to be hot in there. It puts off a lot of heat on composting. As the microorganisms consume the vegetation matter, that puts out a lot of heat. Like I say, a good maintained compost pile, even in the middle of the winter, will be 140 degrees in the middle.
Okay. So, now, when you get that full and it's had a chance, you know, to really work its way through and get composted. Now, can you just take that out and put it in a container?
Sure.
Just
put it in a plastic bag or put it in a bucket or something. But yeah, mm-hmm. that you just keep that, and then you put it into your containers or into your garden, cut it back into your garden, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Okay. That's great.
Okay, anything else, Mark, before I let
no,
you go?
No, that's all. Thanks, Buck.
Yes,
Would you please really appreciate all the information that you're giving us, because it's going to be so informative and so important, and we really appreciate it.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you for calling, Barbara. And that's our telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you're out there, have a question or comment, once again, Buck, I want you to get your telephone number, your website out for us.
Telephone number is toll-free, 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, and you'll find us on the World Wide Web at seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com.
Do you find that more people are getting interested in this sort of thing? You know, this is sort of thing in the past. I just didn't worry about it. After all, there's plenty of food out there. But I think anybody who's watching what's going on today realizes, of course, that the utopian world we've lived in is certainly not going to be here indefinitely. We're headed towards a financial Armageddon. We're headed towards a social Armageddon. We have these groups of people, Occupation Wall Street, all over America, all over the world, carefully coordinated. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not spontaneous. This is not leaderless. Somebody's investing hundreds of millions of dollars organizing this civil unrest, and it's only going to get worse. And, of course, the goal is total government control. What's the answer, of course, of these people? Well, we're the 99%, they claim. We're the 99%. We oppose the greedy 1%. And what's the solution? More power to the government. It's controlled by these greedy people. And, of course, you give the government more power. That's just what the greedy want. Because, of course, then certainly our form of government, our constitutional system will soon become a remembrance of things past. We have an all-powerful tyrannical government, and whether you call it technocracy, whether you call it fascism, whether you call it communism, it doesn't matter whether you call it, all freedom is gone. Certainly we talked to a woman back in New York today. What did she comment on? Why, of course, there the cameras every place. Every place in New York City, the cameras are watching you, and you're seeing them springing up all across America. Certainly, of course, they have the technique and the ability to listen to all of your telephone calls. They do that, of course, through the computerized system called Project Echelon. Certainly, they have the ability to track you through your cell phone. They have the ability to track you through your car. They know exactly where you live. Everybody has a number. Everybody has a card of some sort. And so whenever you buy anything, they know what you buy and where you are. Certainly, they have all sorts of new and wonderful vehicles for tracking the population. And this, people don't understand this is all coordinated together. There is a master plan behind what's going on, and we are going to see the end of society as we've known it. And basically, of course, what's the solution? Why, of course, we're fighting terrorism. We've got to give the government more power. Ladies and gentlemen, terrorism is a technique. It is not something you have a war against. And, of course, you get into the background of what's really going on today. Why, of course, this whole terrorist movement, since its inception, has been financed by people of great wealth, by our own intelligence agencies. Who financed Al-Qaeda? Well, of course, America backed the Al-Qaeda unit in Bosnia, the Al-Qaeda unit certainly in Kosovo. We backed the Al-Qaeda in Libya. This was an Al-Qaeda operation. The overthrow of Gaddafi was, of course, certainly Al-Qaeda. And then, of course, we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, where we're paying the salaries of over 550,000 people fighting the 50 members of Al-Qaeda while we're financing it in Libya. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Buck, are you getting a certainty of you've been with us for about a year now? Because I realize this is not...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Your preparations as far as food, as far as water, as far as a means of warmth, as far as restoring your wealth. But, of course, don't forget that this is a spiritual battle. Yes, we certainly want to have our gardens in. We want to know how to do these things. But understand, behind everything going on, behind this entire move towards the new world order, the new world financial system, the new world religion, and of course, the new world leader are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't, of course, read the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, you need to get it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, they're all used copies, but basically it's an important book. The book is out of print, but we provide the used copies. We have a four CD set called The Aquarian Conspiracy, named after a book written by Marilyn Ferguson, who is part and parcel of this world satanic movement. She believed in it. She believed it was the hope of the future. The Lucifer has gotten a bad rap. He's really a pretty good guy, and we ought to really get in and worship him. And this is what the Aquarian Conspiracy is all about. Millions of people who are certainly looking for an alternative spirituality because they've been taught that Christianity is a lie. Well, I don't think Christianity is a lie at all. This is, of course, your only hope in times like this. But we have this four-tape set, a four-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy. We have Constance Covey talking on DVD, The Emergence, The Coming World Leader. What she has been told by people who are part and parcel of this. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my DVD on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. You need to get my DVD on the World Revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Smith, who is the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. He will tell you that he knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The president knew Fidel Castro was the power, and that's why we brought him to power. Why would we do something like that? Why you have to have an enemy, ladies and gentlemen? You have to have a communist enemy or a terrorist enemy or a fascist enemy. If you want to know how, of course, we financed the Nazis all during the Second World War, you need our new four-tape set. This is my interviews with John Loftus, The War Against the Jews. It's four-CD set, The War Against the Jews. John Loftus had a security clearance three levels above top secret, employed by the Justice Department to track down the Nazis who killed 2 million people, 2 million Jews in Belarus. Why, of course, he was trying to track down the Nazis for the Justice Department, not realizing that another part of the Justice Department was protecting the people who had killed the 2 million Jews and had resettled them in New Jersey. An amazing four-CD set. And then, of course, you'll want to get our new four-CD set, interviews with Jonathan Gray. It's called The Secret Knowledge. We do carry his book, The Secret Knowledge. Of course, we carry several books by Jonathan Gray. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Remember, you can listen to us 24 hours a day on the computer. Certainly, if you have an iPhone, iPad, a BlackBerry, you can hear us 24 hours a day. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, at 1-760-LOWSS11. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, pray for Alex Jones, and for Ron Paul and Joyce but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's really going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, oh, we were going to be talking this evening about the function, the part that the sheriff, the county sheriff, plays in maintaining law and order in the constitutional structure. You must understand that we have a system of government where the power is diffuse. It starts out at the central government, but the power of certainly the central government is limited and defined. And you'll find this, I believe, outlined in the 15th of the 14th to 15th of the Federalist Papers. But Madison talks about how the power of government is limited, defined, in the federal government, whereas the power of the states is unlimited and ill-defined. And matters dealing with life, liberty, and property, certainly are to be dealt with by the states. It is only having to do with a very limited number of issues that the federal government is going to be involved, because our founding fathers feared that the federal government could become a dictatorship. Well, there are always people who wanted a dictatorship. There always have been down through the ages, and they're there today. And that is why, of course, they set out many years ago to convince the American people that America is a democracy, and we have our duly elected representatives, and we have to do whatever they say. And the only trouble is, of course, now the American people are going right along with the idea of having the government provide for us. Our founding fathers realized, of course, that the government that can provide for the people has got to be able to control them. They never wanted the federal government to be able to provide for the people, because they know that down through the ages, the people have always voted themselves into a dictatorship. And that's exactly what's going on today. Well, certainly we have with us on the line Kirk McKenzie. We were going to have Sheriff Richard Mack. So far we haven't been able to reach him, but Sheriff Richard Mack has been coming up with certainly a message. He's been taking it all across America. What's really amazing to me, I never thought I would see the day, but I'm really pleased to see that certainly up in Siskiyou County, Northern California, and of course in Southern Oregon, where of course we have the Klamath River Basin, and there's an effort to take away the people's property rights, to destroy the lumber industry, the farming industry, to tear out four dams who impoverish the people, to destroy fishing and mining and recreation. The people up there are getting very angry with the government, but not only that, but the sheriffs there are banding together and saying, we represent not the federal government, we represent the people. And basically the federal government is over-expanding its authorization and the things that it should be doing. And so with us right now is Sheriff Richard Mack, and he's been a guest at our annual conference. Sheriff Mack, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you so much for having me, and it's always good to meet with you, whether by phone or in person.
Well, I'm really amazed, you know. I'm sure you're well aware of what's going on up there in Siskiyou County. And basically, they recently had a meeting where they actually had 8 sheriffs, all of whom sounded like they had heard your talks on the power of the local sheriff and their responsibility to represent the people, and to limit what the federal government can do if they're overstepping the constitutional. Have you heard about what's going on up there?
Yes, absolutely. And we certainly have those sheriffs, I think 4 of them that were there, are on our National Constitutional Sheriffs Association Board of Directors.
Oh, well then that may be, they're well aware. And this is really what's so exciting, ladies and gentlemen. This movement is taking hold. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, sitting on the other line, we, of course, have Keith McKenzie. Keith, thanks very much for being with us tonight. And I didn't realize, understand, that 4 of those 8 sheriffs that you had were actually already were well acquainted with Sheriff Mack's work.
I don't know if they joined the board before or after, but it's great to have them on board. By the way, it's Kirk.
Right, I'm sorry.
But, yeah, you know, Sheriff Mack is really building himself a powerful team there. So I'll back off and let you go ahead and talk to Sheriff Mack now. But it's great to see what's happening here, that's for sure.
Well, Sheriff Mack, how many sheriffs across America are getting the message that you're putting out, and how many of them are more and more having the courage to take a stand and saying, you know, our loyalty is to the people and the Constitution, not to the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's happening more and more. I can't give you an exact number right now, but I'm going to be able to very soon, because part of our CSPOA movement, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association, we're having on January 30th a national convention to create and also take advantage of these sheriffs that are already exercising their constitutional authority. But we're going to identify hundreds of sheriffs who are going to be invited to this national convention to specifically address this issue that you're talking about, and that we're going to educate and motivate more sheriffs across the country to join this movement to stand against the tyranny of the federal government and to become constitutional sheriffs. And so we're also working on a nationwide survey that we're going to send to all 3,100 sheriffs in the country. But primarily first, we're going to kick all this off with our convention in Las Vegas on January 30th. And we already have about 17 sheriffs now that are on our board of directors, all current sitting sheriffs who have already expressed a desire or have actually done so by word and deed, stood against the incursions that are occurring in their county by other governments. And it appears that the greatest perpetrator of the incursions just so happens to be the federal government. And so we've had sheriffs in Oregon standing, and it's absolutely miraculous that we have sheriffs in California, albeit the northern part of California, but we have actually sheriffs in California standing. And other sheriffs now are hearing about this, and they're going, man, if sheriffs in California can stand, well, we certainly can too.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back here in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Really, what's so exciting, of course, is that sheriffs all across the country are beginning to take a stand against the federal government. They're going to be having a convention in Las Vegas in January, and they already have some 17 sheriffs on their board of directors, and hopefully there'll be many sitting sheriffs, of course, attending. There are about, 31... Is it 3,100 or 31,000 sheriffs? 3,100 sheriffs?
No, 3,100. 3,100. There's about 3,100 counties and parishes in America, and there are no sheriffs in Alaska, Hawaii, or Connecticut. Connecticut did something extremely dangerous. They voted the position of sheriff out. The legislature did away with the position of sheriff. You have to ask why there would be a movement in America to remove some authority or to remove the sheriff entirely. Why would they need to do that? And the answer is plain and simply because bureaucracies don't work well when there's a sheriff nearby who knows and understands his authority and his power and his duty to protect the people, yes, protect the people, even from other government. And that's exactly what these sheriffs are catching on to. We now have sheriffs moving in that direction in New Mexico. We even have a chief of police that's doing some of that in Mexico. We have a chief of police from Florida that's on our national board also. And I couldn't be more thrilled with this. And what we're doing is we've been planning this meeting and this national convention for over a year, and we've been raising money to pay for each sheriff to attend this. We're actually not going to give the sheriffs any excuse by saying, well, I couldn't get funded from the county to attend. I would love to be there, but I can't get funding. I don't have the money to take it out of my own pocket. So we're going to pay the airfare and hotel and food while the sheriffs are there at this meeting. They're going to come in on Sunday night, the 29th. They will stay in the hotel that night. Registration is at 8 o'clock the next morning. The convention will start at 9 o'clock, and it will end at 9 o'clock that night. It's going to be a very full day. The sheriffs are going to be tired, I guarantee you. One of the things, Dr. Stan, I got to tell you this, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to take a timeout for about a half an hour, and all the sheriffs that will, we're going to take a picture. We're going to take a photograph of these constitutional sheriffs and market this photograph nationwide so that all can see that there was a convention of sheriffs in this country learning how to become constitutional guards, and that they will interpose themselves on behalf of the people. And this poster, this beautiful big poster of sheriffs standing, holding flags of 1776 patriotic flags, that these sheriffs will be sending the message loud and clear to Washington, D.C. There are certain things you will not be allowed to do in our counties anymore.
Well, I think it's important. I think it's important that people understand that the Constitution was designed to limit the power of the federal government so men could be free. There are people
Correct.
Who do not believe in that. They believe the Constitution is an archaic situation. It gets in the way of the people who have great wealth and power, who want a ruling oligarchy. In fact, as Richard Gardner, who is a Rhodes Scholar, wrote in the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, it's called Foreign Affairs Magazine, the article, April of 1974, calling for an end run around the Constitution, because the Constitution is an impediment for their plan. And their plan, of course, is to have an all-powerful federal government. This is the treasonous acts. These are people, many instances, federal officials who've sworn to uphold the Constitution, but since they don't believe in the God of the Bible, their oath means nothing, and they have their friends in powerful, powerful places. That who will speak for the people? Why, that's the job of the sheriff. That's his whole idea, is to certainly uphold the Constitution and to be the highest, certainly, law-enforcing individual in the county. And if the sheriff simply will accept that responsibility, they can intercede for the people. And what's really so exciting, Richard, is this is the first time there's ever been an effort to get these people informed. I think that your activities, your talks, your book. Now, Sheriff Mack has a book. She has a talk. And you get those through him through our ministry. But basically, he has laid out what the issues are. He has taken a case all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court agreed with Sheriff Mack that certainly Congress does not have the right, this had to do with the Brady Bill, to enforce certain laws that are unconstitutional. In fact, wasn't it certainly who wrote that decision that basically said that the sheriff really has the right to determine certainly If a bill is unconstitutional, legislation's unconstitutional, law is unconstitutional, the sheriff doesn't have to enforce it. Who wrote that decision?
The decision was written by Justice Scalia, but he pronounced that everyone in the state, not just the sheriffs, but he said the state legislatures cannot be compelled to do this, or state officers, or any of the officers of the political subdivisions of the state. And so this really does, and I don't understand why the Supreme Court has agreed to grant certiorari on the Obamacare issue, because this was all basically decided in the Mack Prince case, in my decision that we won at the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't know what else they could be saying except, well, you can enforce this, but you can't compel the states to go along, so your Obamacare is going to be pretty impotent because the states don't have to go along with it. And because that very issue was already decided in the Bradyville case that Sheriff Prince and I took all the way to the Supreme Court. So I don't understand what the Supreme Court's doing here.
Well, I think that they're actually going to hear the arguments on the Obamacare next March. And, of course, what's really so interesting about that is if they hear the arguments in March, why it'll probably be let the fall, maybe a July, August, or September, just before the November elections, the presidential election.
I'll have to tell you there, the Supreme Court closes at the end of June, so their decision needs to be rendered by then. I guess they could put it off longer, but if they hear it this year, the decisions are done by June. So if they
this is next year. They're going to hear the case in March of next year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 2012.
Right.
Well, their term ends in June, I don't know what they would do.
Maybe they're going to have the decision out by June, but whatever it could be very, very embarrassing for President Obama if they say, you've overstepped your bounds, you don't have the right to do that. And basically that is what happened back in the 1930s with FDR when he came up with his fascist program for the NRA, the National Recovery Act. And the Supreme Court said, you know, President Roosevelt, you don't have the right or the authority to pass this legislation. What you're doing is unconstitutional. And, of course, the President Roosevelt wanted to pack the Supreme Court and please appoint 9 additional people of his choosing to sit on the court. And there was such an outcry from the American people that the President of the United States in 1934, 1935, somewhere in there, was forced to back down. They would not allow him to pack the court and to use the court to advance his fascist program. Well, we're certainly in a similar situation today. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is one of the most exciting things that I've seen happen in the last 50 years. And, of course, I think that we can thank Sheriff Richard Mack, who's unselfishly giving his time and effort and spending full time traveling around the country, trying to reach the public and trying to reach sheriffs and make them realize that, Sydney, the federal government cannot enforce its will on the people because it's illegal, it's immoral, but most it's unconstitutional. The ultimate decision as to what's right rests with the local sheriff. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely correct. And I would really like to make an appeal to everyone listening to your show, all your faithful followers and listeners. Dr. Monteith, if you could help me with this, is appeal to everyone to go to our website. You can go to countysheriffproject.org or sheriffmack.com, and you can link over. I have 2 other sister websites that are helping us do the fundraising with this. The other one is CSPOA. That stands for Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association. So it's CSPOA.org or countysheriffproject.org. And again, this is all a grassroots effort. All the finances are grassroots effort. And if everyone would that's listening to your program would get involved in helping us raise this money, we've raised about a third, maybe a fourth, a little over a fourth of what we need right now to pay for the 150 to 200 sheriffs to get to this meeting. And we've got to finish this up right away because we've got to start booking the rooms and the airfare and make all the travel arrangements for these sheriffs all across the country to get to this. We've got Sheriff Donnie Smith in Maine that's on our board of directors, and we've got to be able to pay for him. I've asked these other sheriffs, I said, don't you think this is going to be a lot easier and a lot better if we pay for this? And they said, yes, some sheriffs plain and simply cannot afford it. It's not in their travel budget, and they're not going to be able to afford to do this on their own.
Okay, fine. So, well, certainly, let me encourage our listeners, if you possibly can help Sheriff Mack, it's an important issue. I think that's exciting that you've got almost a...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Really needs help financing. Putting on this meeting, it's going to be at the end of January, and they're going to bring several hundred sheriffs from all across America. Now, this is just a new movement. It's just getting established. Sheriffs, a lot of them, have never really understood our Constitution. Nobody talks about the Constitution. Nobody talks about the fact we are a republic and not a democracy. Nobody ever talks about the fact that the government is violating the laws of our land, violating the Constitution, which our leaders have sworn to uphold, and when we see our president being inaugurated, what happens is the Bible, he puts his hand on the Bible, and he swears an oath to uphold the Constitution, and unfortunately for the last 30 or 40 years, every successive president has violated that oath and moved to centralized power in Washington, D.C. It's time we had people who believed in their oath that they take and will stand for it. Sheriff, once again, how can people support you? Where can they send funds if they want to support it, or learn more about it? My telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Sheriff, tell them how they can get in touch with you and help you in this meeting you're going to be putting on the end of January in Las Vegas with several hundred sheriffs already committed to come.
Yeah, so thanks, Dr. Stan. Go to sheriffmack.com. You can donate there, or you can see more information and another way to donate at countysheriffproject.org and cspoa.org. And at cspoa.org, you can look at the menu on the left, look at directors, and you can read all the names of the sheriffs that are on the board of directors. Those sheriffs will be helping us identify other sheriffs who will be attending this national conference. This is probably the most important meeting since the signing of the Constitution. This is going to continue the effort in America to keep America free. These are sheriffs that will learn how to interpose on behalf of the people. And how do we stop gun control in America? One sheriff at a time. That's how important this is. How do we restore America? Sheriff by sheriff, county by county, state by state. There is no more hope in Washington, D.C., and if anybody still believes there is, then I've got beachfront property for you in Omaha. For heaven's sakes, people, there is no hope in Washington, D.C. You know, you can look at what's happening there and realize that that place is too corrupt, too bought and paid for, and it's not going to happen there. We have to take America back at the county and local level. So look down at your hands. The solution is in your hands. If you want to take America back, please help us finance this. And if your hands are empty, put something in them to help us accomplish this wonderful goal.
And I don't know how many of you out there in the audience heard the interview I did this afternoon with Jack Abramoff. He was a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. He was arrested, of course, for malfeasance, for selling influence, for buying influence, for violating federal laws. Went to the federal penitentiary for 43 months. Came out, well, I believe, an honest and repentant man. Has written a book called Capital Punishment. And, of course, if you hear that interview, and it is posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com, you become aware of the fact that Congress, there is no hope for it. The congressmen are back there. Almost all of them are on the take. They've written the laws so that they will not be subject to the lobbyists, and they've written them in such a way they can continue getting money from the lobbyists and donations from the lobbyists and rewards from the lobbyists for carrying out their bidding. I think it's vitally important that you understand that what Sheriff Mack says is true. If we're going to take America back, it's not going to be by changing Washington, D.C. Yes, we want to try to get good people back there, but so often good people go back there, and before long they become as corrupt as everyone else. If we're going to take America back, it's going to have to be at the county level, and I think is one sheriff at a time is a good place to start, because the sheriff, when he understands, can begin to educate others. And there is a growing awareness of what's going on, thank goodness, to alternative radio. People are beginning to understand, of course, that there is this organized effort on the part of a very few people. Subversive elements, as we're not talking about the enemy being in Beijing or in Moscow or hiding in a cave over in Pakistan. The enemy is in Washington, D.C. The enemy is in New York at 58th Street. The enemy is the Brotherhood of Darkness and these other people who want an all-powerful federal government and the loss of all freedom. We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number 1-888-24 Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside
well, Sidney Kirk, before we get back to our regular program, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your DVD, where they can see the 8 sheriffs up there in Siskiyou County and adjacent counties who are really, of course, joined together in an effort to take a stand against the federal government's effort to crush the people in this area, to tear out the dams, to destroy recreation, to destroy farming, to destroy lumbering, to destroy fishing, to destroy this whole way of life. Sidney, how can people get hold of that excellent DVD?
Thank you. Well, they can go watch it for free on DefendRuralAmerica.com. It's there as an embedded YouTube video, and you can watch it. It's 54 minutes long. And really, it'll take you from A to Z for somebody who knows nothing about what's happening in rural America, you know, using Siskiyou County's battle as kind of the place where you can start to understand what's happening out there, because it's egregious. I mean, I had no idea. I think people will be transformed. You can watch the documentary. If you want to purchase one, there's a link that will take you over to my other website, my publication website called SilentNoMorePublications.com, where I have a series of videos. One is about the banking system and the people who are behind all of these things. The second is two-part series called How to Take Our Country Back, which is both a strategic view and a tactical view of what we can do as grassroots organizations to do that. And, of course, the story here, the battle for saving rural America in Siskiyou County, that's also available there as well.
All right, fine. And certainly I recommend the DVD, too. And basically, it's exciting to see all of these sheriffs getting up, talking about their constitutional responsibility under our form of government to preserve freedom by limiting the power of the federal government and holding federal officials responsible to the law of our land, not to the bureaucracy. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, because our guest this evening, Sheriff Richard Mack, and certainly Kirk McKenzie of Defend Rural America. Well, first of all, Richard, would you go ahead and get your website out? If you have a telephone number, go ahead and get that information, then we'll have Kirk give his telephone number. If you're out in the listening audience and you are as intrigued with this as I am and you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But both Sheriff Richard Mack and Kirk McKenzie are activists, and they're on the front lines of this battle. Kirk is certainly active in the Defend Rural America up in Northern California. Sheriff Richard Mack is involved all across America and, of course, is trying to mobilize the sheriffs to accept.
Yes, we are, and it's working, and I've been so proud of these sheriffs that have had the courage to stand. And Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County is a typical example of that, of someone recognizing a problem and realizing that he has a responsibility to stand against it. That is exactly what we want every sheriff in the country to know and understand. How are we going to stop Agenda 21? Is that going to be stopped in Washington, D.C.? No. It's going to be stopped county by county, sheriff by sheriff, and state by state. Any of the other abuses going on in our country, especially the ones that really matter to freedom and liberty in our constitutional republic, our sheriffs are going to be found holding up liberty in America and sustaining the American dream. And this is going to happen. It's already happening. And we're going to strengthen and embolden this movement and this convention on January 30th in Las Vegas. It cannot happen if we do not get the finances to do so. Money is coming in. We're at about $40,000 right now. We need to raise about another $150,000 to $200,000, and we have about 5 weeks to do that. And that's why we need everybody to get on board with that effort with us. If you want this to happen, it's up to you. The solution and the answer is in your hands. And so I'm asking everybody to go to sheriffmack.com, make a donation there on the website, or if you'd like, you can send gold or silver. How about a silver coin for every sheriff? You know, let's do that. Everybody has silver that's listening to this program, I'm sure. Just send a piece of silver to CSPOA. That stands for Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association. CSPOA to 112 Ridgewood Drive, Fredericksburg, Texas. And you can abbreviate Fredericksburg to FRBG. Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. 78624.
Richard, would you give that address one more time? Because I think it's so vital.
Absolutely. Absolutely. CSPOA. Just make a check to CSPOA or money order, or just send some cash, silver, whatever. We've had people that have already been sending silver, and we really appreciate it. CSPOA, 112 Ridgewood Drive, just like it sounds, Ridgewood, one word, Ridgewood Drive, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. Or you can call 830-307-3077. That's our office in Fredericksburg. Or you can email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com. Or just get all this information at the websites, sheriffmack.com or cspoa.org.
And let me recommend also Sheriff Mack's excellent book, and Sheriff Mack has an excellent DVD where he just talks about this whole idea of the Constitution and why he got involved in this and had to do with the federal government requiring him to go ahead and enforce the Brady Bill, which is unconstitutional. Fascinating information, and you can get both the book and the DVD from Sheriff Mack, I'm sure, at that address. Our telephone number is certainly 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Jim calling from upstate New York. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a quick comment and then a couple questions, and then I'll hang up and let Sheriff Mack answer them for those of us listening tonight. I think this is a great way to approach things. I have a good friend who's a sheriff here in upstate New York, and I've jotted down the information here, and I hope to tell him about that. And these are my questions. I was just wondering what kind of fraternity sheriffs have among themselves. Do they typically have much contact that goes beyond their neighboring counties? And what Sheriff Mack believes will be his most time-efficient ways to communicate his message. And finally, the other question I have is what opposition do you anticipate to what you're trying to do and from what sources? And I'll just hang up and let you listen. I'll let everyone listen. Thanks a lot.
Go right ahead, Richard.
Well, I hope you can repeat the question. I could not hear the caller very well.
Well, first of all, he wanted to know what sort of a fraternity there is of sheriffs across the country. He said, and how you're going to be contacting them. That would be the first question. I'll let you answer that one,
okay.
And then I'll give you the second question.
That's really easy, and yes, there is a, you know, there is a brotherhood with the sheriffs out there, and they do stand and protect each other. And we're counting on that to be part of this movement. There are other sheriffs that are really afraid of all of this, and I'm not sure I understand why, but it does upset the apple cart somewhat. This is not part of political correctness at all. The sheriffs really want to maintain their routine to just simply being paper servers and to fight the drug war and to keep the peace in their counties and to run their roadblocks for DUI checkpoints and so on and so forth. Those really, you know, can be debated as whether or not a lot of that is constitutional. But those things really are extremely secondary to the sheriff keeping his oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the ultimate responsibility he has to be the last line of defense in his county and to protect his citizens from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And I regret to inform you that the greatest enemy to America today is our own federal government. And so if we're going to solve the problem, then the sheriffs are going to have to get together. And there is a National Sheriffs Association. It is not nearly as strong as on the Constitution as the Western State Sheriffs Association is, or what this one is going to be, and that is to create constitutional sheriffs to participate with our CSPOA Constitutional Sheriff Program and Convention. Okay, and what was the next question?
Well, the next question was, and I think you're probably going to be able to answer this very quickly, what do you anticipate your greatest opposition will be coming from?
Well, the federal government, obviously, is really fighting all the state nullification programs. They're trying to get in the way, and just the program that Kirk McKenzie and his group of eight sheriffs addressed in that wonderful meeting that they had in Siskiyou County, that they're going to destroy the economy and the land and the farms and the logging industry, which pretty much the EPA has already destroyed 90% of the logging industry in America as it is. But this is just another sign and a very telling sign and indication from the federal government that they do not have our best interests in mind. They do not have the welfare of the people in mind. They believe that they can come in and destroy dams and destroy land and destroy industry and destroy our lifestyle at every whim. And so the danger is right in front of our face, but the solution is right in front of our face also. And it is your county sheriff. And the reason the sheriff is responsible to the people is because he is the only elected law enforcement officer in your county and in the United States of America. He reports directly to the voters, to the people, to the citizens, and this is where the government starts. We, the people. And so that's the sheriff's responsibility, is to stay within his promise, within his oath of office, in serving we, the people.
And I certainly echo exactly what you're saying. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's an organized effort to turn the people against the police and to turn the police against the people. And we saw this just this last week, where, of course, on every radio station, television station across America, you saw a picture of these were sheriff's officers, and I think they were in Oakland, and they were spraying these young people with a pepper spray. And of course, you see them walking up and down the line with this little machine spray gun and spraying out this orange material. And what a terrible thing it is. But all I can say is, I cannot imagine that had been pepper spray. These kids would have been laying on the ground, writhing in agony. You get that stuff on you and in your eyes. Why it creates a problem. But this is part of the psychological problem that's being waged today. It's a battle. They want to turn the people against the police. The police are the wicked people. And then, of course, people react against the police, then they can mobilize the police against the people. It's the old idea of divide and conquer, and whatever was sprayed, I don't know what it was, but I cannot one time for 1 minute believe it was a powerful pepper spray, or you would have seen a much more dramatic reaction on the part of the students. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, that they are doing everything they can to divide us, and we must stand together behind our duly elected officials, and they must support the Constitution. That's what this is really all about. Kirk, do you have any thoughts at all at this point in the program? And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Kirk, do you have any thoughts at all you'd like to express?
Yes, I would. First off, let me agree with you wholeheartedly. That was not pepper spray. I've been in pepper spray. I was on the University of California campus back when all these riots were going on and got caught up in the middle of this stuff. And I'll tell you something. When you're pepper sprayed, if pepper spray is within 30 feet of you, you're incapacitated. And to spray it directly on those people and have them just sitting there, no way was that pepper spray.
But nobody's going to tell the people that. I mean, it should be so obvious, but they think that they saw what they saw and they didn't see what they thought. They thought they saw. Go ahead, Kirk.
The other thing I would say is that, you know, the program on the air, the sheriff's here, is extremely important. The thing that's happening here, and tonight is a microcosm of that, you know, people like Sheriff Mack and myself and other people, constitutionalist people and people on Agenda 21 and so forth, we're all coming together. And so it's no longer just, you know, Richard Mack has his sheriff's program and I have my program and somebody else has their program. We're beginning to come together and we're supporting each other's programs like we're doing here tonight. And so this to me is extremely exciting. And one of the things that we wanted to do as part of the Defend Rural America launch from Wairika on October 22nd, was not just have an event, but make it an event where we pulled together people and organizations, and we succeeded. The team up there that was working with me did a phenomenal job. They got over 50 different organizations to support, and when I asked the question of the audience, we had about 1,000 people there, I said, how many of you are from outside Siskiyou County? It was about a fourth to one-third of the people there in that room had come from outside the county in support of the people of Siskiyou County. This is not a movement that is going to blow away. And this is a movement that's getting organized, it's getting stronger, and we do have every intent to get our country back. And I believe that every one of these components, and they're like, you know, a chair with multiple legs, there's different legs to this thing, coming together and pulling together a whole, I think is going to be a rude awakening to the politicians in Washington, D.C. and the bankers in New York City who think we're going to just lay down and let them roll over this country anymore.
Amen to that. Certainly, Richard, what would you like to say at this point?
Well, I think Kirk really put that really well, because this is the awakening. And they're going to see where the real power is, and that is we the people, and especially when we the people are backed up with a county sheriff who knows and understands the constitutional oath that he took before he could even assume his position as sheriff. And so, we're going to stop the raids on raw milk farmers. We're going to stop gun control. We're going to stop the Agenda 21, the perpetuation of the Agenda 21, the United Nations gun control movement, And I say even the abuses of the IRS, that the sheriffs who know and understand the Constitution will let the IRS know. Random audits are unconstitutional, they're illegal, they're unlawful, they're inappropriate, and citizens in our county will no longer be subject to random audits. You are an out-of-control agency. The EPA will not come into our county and destroy jobs and ruin businesses and destroy families. And the FDA is not going to come in and use their SWAT teams to go after Amish farmers who deal in raw milk. There are so many different abuses. We could talk till next year on your radio show about the abuses of the federal government. But there are some that these sheriffs are not going to tolerate anymore. And at that meeting, we're going to come up with a list that these sheriffs will absolutely not tolerate anymore within their counties. And I think that we've seen a strong indication of this already from Sheriff Gilbertson in Oregon, Sheriff Palmer in Oregon, and now Sheriff Lopey and Sheriff Dean Wilson. These sheriffs are seeing firsthand who the real enemy of America is, and they are taking action against it. And now we're going to get hundreds of sheriffs in this national convention. If you indeed, the people listening to this program, want that to happen. And I've heard from thousands and thousands of people all across this country is, when are the sheriffs going to really take a stand? Well, they've started. Now, will you stand with us is the question.
And I think it's so vitally important that people do contribute. They need about what's going to cost maybe $150,000, $200,000 for the whole program there.
Yes. That is correct.
All right, fine. And ladies and gentlemen, this is money that's going to be well spent. You're not going to get the money from the big tax-exempt foundations. They're part and parcel of the problems. You're not going to get the money from the major corporations because they're part and parcel of the problem. You're not going to get money from the labor unions and the other groups because they're part and parcel of the problems. If America is going to be saved, it's going to be up to people like you out there in the listening audience who are willing to contribute, and whether you contribute $5 or $10 or $100, everybody has a different capacity, and we find this, we have some people who contribute $5 a month to what we're doing, and we appreciate it. Enough people contribute $5, it helps. Some people who have in a position to help with a great deal more. Well, I guess this evening, of course, has been Server Richard Mack and Kirk McKenzie, Sheriff Mack, one more time, your address.
112. It's a CSPOA. Make checks or money orders, or just send cash to CSPOA, 112 Ridgewood Drive, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624.
Or simply go up on the internet, just look up Sheriff Richard Mack.
Sheriff Mack.
Way on there. We'll be right back.
SheriffMack.com.
All right, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Sydney, would you like to go ahead, Sheriff?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
Many decades, these great United States.
Telephone number is 1-888. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But let me encourage you, if you're in a position to help Sheriff Mack raise the funds to get the sheriffs together, this is an important issue. Believe me, there are not very many people on the other side. There are not very many people in the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they're well organized. And, of course, the first things, of course, they set out to do after the secret Cecil Rhodes Secret Society was established back in 1891 was to gain control of the wealth of the world and gain control of the media. And since they had funding from Lord Rothschild, who was part of this world occult movement at that time, he was a Mason, just exactly as Cecil Rhodes was, and Lord Milner, and as William Stead, one of the original founders of the organization, deeply involved in the occult and Luciferianism. With that funding behind them, they were able eventually obtain control of the banking interests throughout the world, and almost all of the major banks in the United States, or six of them, every one of them ties into the Council on Foreign Relations located at 5080 68th Street in New York City. I've been there. I've been through their files. Certainly there are six major corporations that control the banking, of course, that's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, the Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs. They are also all affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations at 5080 68th Street in New York City. And, of course, many of them tie into the Trilateral Commission, an even more exclusive group. If you have any question, this exists. You need, of course, to get David Rockefeller's book, With No Apologies. Read page 405, where he admits he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States to actually develop a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. And he said, if that's the charge, that I belong to this and I'm conspiring with others around the world against the best interest of the United States, I plead guilty, and I'm proud of it. Read his own words. Find out how his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro and how Fidel Castro comes up to visit David Rockefeller. Do you think that communism's the enemy? Ladies and gentlemen, communism is simply a shield which has been financed since its inception by these wicked people, because they need an enemy so that you won't realize the real enemy is not in Moscow or not in Beijing. The real enemy is at 5080 68th Street in New York City. Basically, of course, and behind that, the Trilateral Commission, their logo, a circle made up of three curved arrows, three sixes, joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. There's a conspiracy against God, and they are part and parcel of it. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret, my talk on the forbidden secret. Get the four tapes of the syllabuses to go with that. Get my talk on the world revolution. Get my talk on the best enemies money could buy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, Chris, we want to wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving. We're not going to be working tomorrow night or the next night. We'll be doing replays. But we hope that, Chris, you remember that Thanksgiving is not being thankful for what we have. It's giving thanks to God, because it's from God that all of the wealth and the freedom that we have emanates. So, again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, for our provision and our protection.
Yeah. tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 23 November, the day before the big day. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 23 November 2011, and you're in the right place. It is Wednesday. Thank you so very much for joining us today, caring about your world. And man, do you care. I'm loving it. The feedback is amazing. Yesterday's show, very emotional for all of us. I have to say, and leading the way with the story of the pepper spray near Sacramento, California, UC Davis, really, really got some people fired up. And I am so glad. Well, that is all except for one police officer. Didn't like the way we were talking about using pepper spray. Thought it was appropriate to use the pepper spray and thinks they'll never listen to the Power Hour again. Well, sorry to lose you. Sorry. I will never agree with attacking innocent people with a chemical weapon. I will never agree to that. I don't care who they are. I don't care how dirty they are, how unlike you they are. College students. Well, we don't need to revisit that right now, but we will obviously today. I will tell you that in the first hour we will be going over the news, discussing things like the new stamp. Have you seen the EID Christmas-looking stamp? If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen it, you may not know what it is. We'll discuss that, as well as the debate last night. I apologize for not letting you all know, because I didn't realize it was going to take place last night, and I messed up by not telling you that the debate took place on CNN, the Republican National Security Debate. It was really the Republican let's go to war again with Syria debate, and while we're at it, let's take out Iran. Well, that was all except for, of course, Ron Paul. And really Mr. Huntsman, too, who kind of, well, no, only Ron Paul. Let's just say only Ron Paul. Huntsman was against the police state. That was kind of refreshing, though he's not polling very well. But Ron Paul is. Now, Cynthia has been up, I know, since